CHFI Toronto, proudly broadcasting from the traditional territory of Mississaugas of the Credit, the Anishinaabeg, the Chippewa, the Haudenosaunee, and the Wendat peoples. 98.1 CHFI.
Good morning. So did you have a childhood nickname? And was it embarrassing? Mine's been a secret for 30 years, but I think I might share it with you next.
I was a liar. I gave into the fire. I know I should have fought it. At least I'm being honest. Feel like a failure. Cause I know that I failed you. I should have done you better. Cause you don't.
Hopefully you got outside the last 2 days because we are back to lame weather, getting up to about 17 degrees. Showers on the way late morning, early afternoon, 10 to 15 millimeters possible.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Nicknames. Let's talk nicknames. Steph, did you have a nickname as a kid?
I had one because of my dad. My dad used to call me Jeja, which means like chickpea.
Oh, that's cute. That's adorable.
But it was just him. Like, my friends didn't have a nickname for me.
Do you like chickpeas?
Yeah, I love chickpeas.
Yeah, they're great. They're full of protein. Yeah. They're good for you. Chickpeas are great. See, if I had a cute nickname like chickpea, I don't think I would mind it.
Yeah. But I didn't have one as a kid. So I get what Jay's saying. Mm-hmm. I didn't have one growing up.
Mine was more than a nickname because it just became what everyone called me, not my school friends. I used every fiber of my being to keep this nickname from infiltrating school because I would have got bullied and teased so hard. So,
okay, so
I'm
it
talking
wasn't
like,
school either. It wasn't family. School.
It was family friends, cousins overseas.
Wow.
To the point where there are some family friends that, you know, you don't see very often that we saw a lot when we were kids, or when I do see them once every like decade, they'll come up and they'll be like, oh, and they'll say the name. And it's so jarring now. I managed to ditch the name at age 13.
Wow. How'd you do that?
I think I just got really mad one time, because I was getting close to starting high school, and I think I kind of just really lost it with my family and said, you have to stop calling me this. I'm starting high school soon.
Wow.
This is super embarrassing. I'm never going to bring people over. I'm never going to let you meet any of my friends.
Was your freak out for this worse than your kindergarten freak out when you were swearing and cursing the first day? Which one was worse?
I think the kindergarten one was worse. Okay. There was no swearing in the making of this. But let me tell you, when you have birthday parties when you're like in grade four, it's a mix of school friends and family friends. And there was an incident where a family friend came over and said, oh, happy birthday. And then they said the nickname. And my family friend goes, why did they call you that? And I'm like, I think he's a little nuts.
Oh, wow.
He's a little nuts. He's a little nuts. I don't know. He says a lot of things. And they were like, oh. So instead, he turned into my crazy uncle as opposed to like, no, this was my nickname. And I turned beat red.
Okay, but why did you get this nickname that you're still not telling us?
Okay, I'll tell you.
Where did it come from, though? Who gave it to you?
My brother. It's his fault.
Oh.
And he still denies it to this day. But here's how the story goes. My brother, I don't know why this stuck. It's so stupid. He must have been like five and I was like two. And the Flintstones was on.
Okay.
And Bam Bam was on TV. And my brother was like, Bam Bam, Bam Bam, pointing at Bam Bam. And then apparently pointed at me and went, Bambi.
Bambi? Why didn't you just get Bam Bam?
I don't know. Bam Bam would have been better. It sounds tough.
Bambi.
So from age 2 to 13, and if you ask my cousins,
Bambi's
internationally,
adorable,
and, no, it's stupid
though.
For a boy.
No, but Bambi is a boy.
I was a kid. I don't want to be Bambi. Sounds more like an exotic dancer.
But he was a boy.
Welcome to the stage. No. And Steph, everybody called me this.
So can I call you back?
No, you can't. Oh. And I can't believe I admitted this on air because nobody knows this.
Everybody knows that.
Pooja knows it. And you know what? It's fine. This is therapy because it's been almost 30 years since I shed the name. I'm 42 now. I was 13 when I shed it. But once a year, see some family friend I haven't seen in ages and they'll be like, oh, Bambi, I used to watch you on the news all the time and now I'm your show. And I'm like, stop.
But it's adorable because it came from your brother and it was innocent and it was cute.
Why did everyone listen to a 5-year-old? And why did it stick?
When a sibling gives their other sibling a nickname, it's adorable.
When we cleaned out my mom's house when she moved last October, I can't tell you how many birthday cards I found from the past.
We're
like, happy birthday, Bambi. My brother's name is Gurjeet. And it's like, oh, hey, Gurjeet and Bambi. That's what everyone called. I'm like, why?
I think it's so cute. It's so cute, Bambi.
You know what? It kind of feels good. It feels good to say it. I've been sitting on this.
It's not as bad anymore.
It's not great.
It's cute.
I've been sitting on this deep, dark secret for years, and now no one can hold it over me.
It's such a big deal over it. Not a big deal.
Do you have an embarrassing childhood nickname? What was your childhood nickname? You know what? It'll feel good. Share it. I just shared it. I took a step. You take a step now, too. You call us. We want to hear what your childhood nickname was.
Pooja and Bambi in the morning.
Oh, God. Don't redo the IDs. Give us a call. 416-872-CHFI. Help me out. I'm putting myself out there. What was your childhood nickname?
Swallow your pride.
Good morning. It's the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. Sans Pooja. She is on vacation in Europe. And coming up, some more great music coming your way. We have Matchbox 20 and Taylor Swift on deck.
With CH5 Traffic, I'm Eva Prajaskatos. Good morning. East 401 at Brock Road, the three left lanes are closed for construction. West 401, the ramp to Leslie left lane closed off through there. And North 400 from Highway 7 to Langsaff, all collector lanes are still closed, and that's all because of ongoing road work. North 427, north of the QEW Gardner in the collectors, two lanes closed for construction. Mr. Lou Plus Tires, the original no-appointment oil change, is locally owned and 100% Canadian. Visit a Mr. Lou near you for quality maintenance and tire service.
Here at 98.1 CHFI, we're about to make a big mistake. It'll be public. Public.
It'll be frequent. Frequent.
And it will win you free cash. Are you in?
At CHFI, we don't typically repeat the same song twice between 9 and 5. But we might do it only so you can win free cash.
I can't believe it's real!
If you catch us repeating any song weekdays between 9 and 5, call 416-872-2434 and you could win instant cash.
And a shot at $25,000.
Oh my God! Thank you! Thank you!
Keep CHFI on during the day because you never know when we make that mistake.
No way!
It's the CHFI $25,000 no repeat guarantee. Only on 98.1 CHFI.
So a couple years ago, my entire extended family and I took a trip to St. John's, Newfoundland. It's been on my bucket list for as long as I can remember. So we finally did it. We have such a beautiful country that so many of us have yet to explore. And we found so many hidden gems, like Pooch Cove, where we stayed and took in some beautiful whale watching right from our balcony. We stayed at an Airbnb big enough for my large family. And while we were exploring the beauty of St. John's, back home in Toronto, all our homes were sitting empty, except for mine. I decided to host my space on Airbnb to make a little extra cash and to help with some of the travel expenses. It was a win-win. And if hosting seems like a lot, Airbnb recently introduced the co-host network. You can hire a local, vetted, and quality co-host to help out with hosting. That's from creating the listing, managing your reservations, and even helping with decor. They've made it so much easier. It's a great time to host. Find a co-host at airbnb.ca/host.
McDonald's sundaes and snack size shakes are $2, or get $1 cones exclusively on the McDonald's app. With those prices, your hands are going to be full of treats. Like Alex here.
My phone.
I got you. App download and registration required. At participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Picture this. A dock warmed by the sun. Friends share a laugh as they dive in the lake. Behind you, a two-story cottage nestled in the trees. Is it your imagination? Or is it your possible? Find your possible. Play Lotto 649 for a chance to win the classic jackpot or the gold ball jackpot of $20 million. Buy your ticket today.
Children's Miracle Network and Walmart Canada have partnered up again to launch their annual fundraising campaign from now until June 1st. To kick off the fundraising efforts, Walmart Canada will be donating $1 million. Join us by donating what you can in store and online at walmart.ca.
Hey, so what did you want to talk about?
Well, I want to tell you about Wegovy.
Wegovy?
Yep, Wegovy.
What about it?
On second thought,
I might not be the right person to tell you.
Oh, you're not?
No, just ask your doctor about Wegovy. Yeah, ask for it by name.
Okay, so why did you bring me to the circus?
Oh, I'm really into lion tamers, you know.
With the chair and everything?
Ask your doctor for Wegovy by name. Visit Wegovy.ca for savings. Exclusions may apply.
Breaking news. Spring fashion is heating up at TSC.ca. With a wave of top brands and new styles. I'm here with one happy shopper. What did you score?
Oh, where do I start? New designer heels from Ron White. A cute Hillary McMillan jacket. A stunning Averidine diamond bracelet. Everything I need for spring.
And what's the damage report on your wallet?
Oh, I split all my purchases into interest-free easy pay payments. No damage to report here.
Shop now, pay over time. I love it. Discover the latest spring fashion at tsc.ca. Exciting offers every day.
Tonight, when your head hits the pillow, appreciate that you have a pillow. And if you get up to use the bathroom, be thankful you have a bathroom. Because things you take for granted are not granted to everyone. What else are you taking for granted? Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Every search for a home is a journey. Without a trusted professional to guide you, it's easy to lose your way. Realtors are held to a strict code of ethics that protects you with fairness and accountability. This ensures honest and ethical representation. And a realtor's access to the MLS guarantees you accurate, timely, and transparent information, delivering you to that moment when you know you're finally home. Find out more at TREB.ca.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
You know, it was actually kind of cathartic. I feel a little better after sharing my childhood nickname with you, but now you got to hook me up. What's your embarrassing childhood nickname? We're getting your calls next.
Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights. You got me alone. You found me. You found me. You found me. I guess you didn't care, and I guess I like that. And when I felt hard, you took a step back. Without me. Without me. Without me. Never been till you put me down. Oh, I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now. Flew me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground. Oh, trouble, trouble, trouble. Oh, trouble, trouble, trouble. No apologies. He'll never see you cry. Pretends he doesn't know that he's the reason why. You're drowning, you're drowning, you're drowning. And I heard you moved on from whispers on the street. A new notch in your belt is all I'll ever be. And now I see, now I see, now I see.
Showers on the way today, late morning and early afternoon, up to 10 to 15 millimeters or so, and only getting up to about 17 degrees.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on Toronto's perfect music mix. 98.1 CHFI.
Yeah, you know what doesn't sound fun? The nickname Bambi for 13 years of my life.
It's adorable.
I had to separate church and state. It was very embarrassing when some school friends started to find out and I had to try. It was like a cover-up. It was a conspiracy.
Did you watch the movie Bambi, though?
I never saw it because I was too traumatized.
Well, you should have watched it. He's adorable.
No, I'm like, I don't want to give him any extra attention after the nickname.
Wow.
I'm not a deer.
Aw, but you're a dear.
I shed it at 13. Oh, thanks, Steph. That's kind of cute. That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. I'm looking for you to make me feel better. What was your childhood nickname? I know a lot of you have them. Maybe you've got one that's worse than Bambi. Joan from Bolton, what was yours?
Big Bertha.
Big Bertha?
That's what it was. I was a competitive swimmer, and I won a lot of things, and I was known as Big Bertha because of my muscle.
Wow. Okay, how did you feel about that nickname?
Back then it was fine. I mean, you're little, like you said, but I'm 70 now. And some people, just as you say, you haven't seen in years. Big Bertha, how are you?
Big Bertha. But you know, I don't know, that's kind of cool. That's like strong. You were a swimmer.
Yeah.
Like that's yeah. I kind of like that one. Joan, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Can I give you one more?
Of course.
I have sisters, and their names were Scooter and Dee Dee. And the thing about that is my Dee Dee is now 67, and I still call her that. And my other sister, who is no longer here, Scooter, when she passed, I didn't know her real name.
What? Wow. Really?
Yeah, because they were always known as Scooter and Dee Dee.
Oh, my gosh. That's really sweet. Oh, my gosh. I'm stuck. You know, maybe I feel lucky getting off after 13 years with Bambi. Joan, thank you for sharing that.
Have a great day.
A text coming in from Tina saying, my childhood nickname from my dad's side of the family is Baby Duck.
Aww.
I'm 45 and I still get called this when I see my cousins.
She is so sweet, though.
Yeah, that one is cute. My mom's side of the family still calls me PITA, P-I-T-A. It's an acronym for pain in the... Oh, okay. All right. I can't read the rest of that
cute.
One. That one's kind of cute as well. PETA. Who doesn't love a PETA? What was your childhood nickname? Let's do one more here. Cheryl in Grimsby. What's yours?
Well, I actually have one that, I don't know, a lot of people find odd, but I actually love it. I own it. It was Magoo, which then got shortened to Goo.
Goo?
Yeah.
They just called you Goo. Goo's kind of cute.
Well, I think so. Even my nephews and nieces, they know me by Auntie Goo. It's not even, they don't even know my first name. It's just Auntie Goo. It's always been that.
Auntie Goo. See, if I was Uncle Goo, I think I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, right?
That's adorable. Cheryl, thanks so much for sharing that.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks.
Cause tomorrow might be good for something. Talking to myself in public and dodging glances on the train. And I know they've all been talking about me. I can hear them whisper, and it makes me think there must be something wrong with me. Out of all my mind, but I'm not.
520. It's 529 and 11 degrees. Showers on the way. Good morning. Here's Eva Fragiscados.
Hey, good morning, Gurdeep. Canada Post and the union representing 55,000 of its workers are set to head back to the bargaining table as an overtime ban continues. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers says the Crown Corporation proposed continuing talks today and says Canada Post plans to respond to proposals presented by the union. A new study has found an increasing number of family doctors in Ontario are deciding not to practice full-service family medicine. They're instead choosing to work in emergency departments or take on other hospital roles. Researchers say the provincial government needs to do more to encourage family doctors to stay. In the U.S., COVID vaccine recommendations are ending for some people. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said the CDC will no longer recommend routine COVID shots for healthy children and pregnant women. Some doctors and public health experts have criticized the decision, accusing the Trump administration of skipping the usual independent review process. In sports, Jays lost to Rangers 2-0. They play again tonight. And at BMO Field, TFC takes on Philadelphia tonight. CHFI weather. Today, rain showers up to 15 millimeters possible, a high of 17. Tonight, more rain, breezy with a low of 10. Tomorrow, showers to start, sunshine for the afternoon and a high of 18. Right now, it's 11 degrees. East 401, the ramps to and from Warden remain closed for construction. Westbound 401, west of Yonge to Allen in the Express. Right lane closed for road work. North 400 from Highway 7 to Langstaff. All collector lanes, they are still closed off because of construction.
Seeker. Seeker's the place to find live radio, podcasts, news, and sports you love. Easily search the shows you love.
Okay, two, one, coffee.
Ah! Share the highlights that make you laugh.
Caesar salad out of kale. And I go, you know what? You made Caesar salad just a little bit worse.
And enter the contest you want to win.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Download the free app from the App Store or Google Play. Seeker. Seek your sound.
E-E-K-R. Seeker.
So a couple years ago, my entire extended family and I took a trip to St. John's, Newfoundland. It's been on my bucket list for as long as I can remember. So we finally did it. We have such a beautiful country that so many of us have yet to explore. And we found so many hidden gems, like Pooch Cove, where we stayed and took in some beautiful whale watching right from our balcony. We stayed at an Airbnb big enough for my large family. And while we were exploring the beauty of St. John's, back home in Toronto, all our homes were sitting empty, except for mine. I decided to host my space on Airbnb to make a little extra cash and to help with some of the travel expenses. It was a win-win. And if hosting seems like a lot, Airbnb recently introduced the co-host network. You can hire a local, vetted, and quality co-host to help out with hosting. That's from creating the listing, managing your reservations, and even helping with decor. They've made it so much easier. It's a great time to host. Find a co-host at airbnb.ca/host.
It's bigger than ever. Healthy days are back at Healthy Planet. Now save a minimum 10 to 60% on everything in store. Vitamins and supplements, sports nutrition, organic and natural groceries, health and beauty. And enter for your chance to win prizes worth $20,000. Plus, from May 29th to June 1st, the first 50 customers receive a free gift bag. Only at Healthy Planet. Proudly Canadian owned. And your one-stop health shop for everyday value.
Hi, Carol Newbury Mitchell here from MNP LTD, Licensed Insolvency Trustees. These days, everything seems to cost more. Groceries, rent, and even your morning coffee. But what about debt help? That hasn't changed. Our confidential consultations are still free. For your free consultation, call 310-DEBT. That's 310-3328. Or visit mnpdebt.ca.
Call us on the phone or see us on the net.
Step into the heart of rock and roll at the Distillery Historic District. Our rock and roll revival is showcasing live music weekends until June 8th on the Trinity Street Stage. Come and explore the outdoor patios, signature eats, local market vendors, and more. Rolling Stone presents Amplify, the immersive rock experience, now showing at Illuminarium Toronto. Visit thedistillerydistrict.com for details and showtimes. There's always something happening at the Distillery District.
My name is Jared Pott from Hamilton, Ontario. I just want to let you know, listen to the Pooja and Gurdeep show. You don't want to miss it.
Music mix, 98.1 CHFI.
Good morning. So all summer long, you can win $1,000 of my money on Can't Beat Gurdeep every day. All you have to do is beat me in trivia, and I'm going to tell you how to do it after Madonna.
Well,
Good morning. It's the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. That's Madonna. 11 degrees right now, and we are expecting showers, so grab the brolly.
Back to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sound fun.
On 98.1 CHFI.
All summer long, and yeah, I'm just going to call this summer, even though the weather is crappy today and it's still May. I'm just going to say summer because for all intents and purposes, we're in summer mode. Pooja's on vacation. I'm going on vacation soon. So Camp Beaker Deep is happening every day that we are here, and there will be some vacation, heads up. $1,000 of my money is on the line. Maybe my guard's going to be down because it's summer and I'm going to be distracted.
You're not paying attention.
Who knows? I mean, even if I'm distracted all show, I will dial in for that segment.
Okay.
Because my ego and my money are on the line. We've upped this to $1,000 per loss. It used to be $100. And we've been doing this for, we're in week 9 now of Camp Eager Deep for $1,000. And I'm just going to give you my overall record since we started this game. We started this game basically when the show started. It'll be 4 years in December. So three and a half years. 585 wins. And 62 losses.
I'm just going to give you my record. Hold on a minute.
What? It's on the board. You can see it.
I'm not going to give you the last 9 weeks. I'm going to give you my all-time, so it sounds bigger.
Yeah, well, okay. The 62, two of those losses, I can tell you, have been since we upped it to $1,000. 60. Mm-hmm. So put it this way. The first 60 losses cost me $6,000. The last two losses have cost me $2,000. That's not very proportionate for just two losses, but those are the stakes now that we've upped it.
No, but you're doing well so far.
I didn't think. So again, to break it down further, on average, I tend to lose once every 2 weeks. Before we upped it to $1,000, I was losing on average about once every 2 weeks.
And when was last time you lost? Was it 2 weeks ago now?
It was 2 weeks ago, but we've been playing for 8 weeks and I've only lost twice. So right now, in this small sample size, I've been losing once every 4 weeks on average since we've upped it to 1,000, which is good for my bottom line.
So you need to lose this week.
No, that's not. That's your takeaway? That is your takeaway from this? Yeah. Oh, gosh. Look, my point is, I don't lose often, but I am beatable. It's happened twice. Two lucky people, Chris and Cassie, have each taken $1,000 of my money. And I'm here to tell you how to beat me. Okay, I have certain weak spots. However, the first time I lost for $1,000 was not on a weak spot. It was on a strong suit. And that's what really grinds my gears. I lost to a math professor. Mm-hmm. And you guys know how I feel about math. I love it. A guy named Chris, who is a math professor, he beat me 5-4. And it kills me that the question I lost on was a math question.
True or false? 1 kilogram equals 2.205 pounds.
Oh, great. We're doing math questions. The math guy, 1 kilogram equals 2.205. Gosh, I don't know it to 3 decimal points. I think that's it's approximately right. False.
So, Chris, you got all 5 correct.
Oh, dear.
Gurdeep, you got 4 out of 5 correct.
It finally happened.
Chris?
Did I lose on the math question?
You did.
Oh, no.
Chris, you just won yourself $1,000 of Gurdeep's money.
That's good.
Can I tell you the feelings going through my head listening to this now? I'm mad at myself. Because I'm listening to myself, I'm going, what are you doing? I'm breaking all my own rules. I hear myself going, it's approximately right. Because
yes.
I knew that a kilogram is about 1.2 pounds, and Pooja said 1.205. So I knew it was in the ballpark. And also, my other rule with true and false is if it's really specific, just go true.
I know. I was so surprised you said false. I'm like, what happened?
Everything led me to say true. And then I said false for some reason. I should have said true and we would have tied 5-all and he wouldn't have beat me. That's completely on me.
Mm-hmm.
That one is completely on me.
Yeah. You are beatable.
I am beatable. Chris beat me. We'll play the clip tomorrow of Cassie beating me, but I'm trying to help you out here. I'm feeling generous. It's the beginning of summer and I've only lost twice. Camp Beaker Deep every morning just after 8:30. For $1,000 of my money.
I'm the only one. Why'd you throw them stones?
With Siege 5 traffic, I'm Eva Frajescatos. If you're on the eastbound side of the 401, the ramps to and from Warden still closed for road work. North 400 from Highway 7 to Langstaff, all collector lanes are still shut down. And it looks like the South 410 ramp to the east 401, it looks like that left lane is still closed because of construction. Earn 4.9% with the Scotiabank Momentum Plus savings account and watch your savings grow. Conditions apply. Annual rate varies by savings period. Scotiabank.com/MPSA.
We usually don't repeat a single song between 9 and 5, but today, we'll do it.
When you hear it, call 416-872-2434.
Be caller 16 and win instant cash.
Woo-hoo! And a chance at $25,000.
It's CHFI's $25,000 no repeat guarantee.
98.1 CHFI.
How it sounds to enjoy a McD's poutine.
Mmm.
And now, a McD's poutine with 100% Canadian-raised seasoned chicken and buffalo sauce.
Whew.
Activate Buffalo Mode with McDonald's Spicy Buffalo Chicken Poutine. Available at participating McDonald's restaurants in Ontario for a limited time.
Transat presents a couple planning their next vacation.
Honey, it's 3 a.m. Why are you on your computer?
Transat's early bird promo. If we book our winter vacation now, we get a great price, reduced deposit, baggage included, and so much more.
I don't think you have to book early, like in the morning.
Better safe than sorry. Coffee? Book during Transat's early bird promo to get up to $600 off packages for two and up to $1,200 off for families. Plus, lots of extra perks. Go to transat.com or contact your Marlin travel professional. Conditions apply. Air Transat. Travel moves us.
Ah, spring. A time for new life, new beginnings, and of course, all new seasons of your favorite HGTV shows, like Rock the Block with Ty Pennington.
Are you ready?
And Flipping 101 with Tarek El Moussa.
Oh my God.
100 Day Dream Home.
This is wild.
Plus all new episodes of iconic favorites like House Hunters, Hometown, and My Lottery Dream Home.
Ooh, it's gonna be nice.
New homes, new designs, all new episodes.
Same HGTV you know and love.
You built your business from the ground up. Now let Rogers Sports and Media take it to new heights. Book your next radio or podcast advertising campaign with Rogers Sports and Media Ad Manager. Designed for businesses of all sizes, RSM Ad Manager is self-serve and simple to use. We'll even give you a $250 ad credit to build your first campaign today. And your audio can be produced at no extra cost. Visit grow.rogerssportsandmedia.com to claim your ad credit today.
It's the big little world everybody loves. OVO by Cirque du Soleil. Whether you're knee-high to a grasshopper or busy as a bee, the reimagined fan favorite will give you butterflies. OVO. Only until June 28th on Lakeshore Boulevard West. OVO thanks its presenting partners Sun Life and official partners Air Canada, Lexus, and MasterCard. Get your tickets today at CirqueDuSoleil.com.
Curious travelers, the clock's ticking. Intrepid Travel's World Sale ends this Monday. Save up to 20% on expertly curated trips to destinations like Italy, Iceland, Peru, and more. Discover the world with local legends who know the best spots, eats, and stories. Hurry to intrepidtravel.com before the sale and your dream trip disappear. The world is calling. Answer it. Terms and exclusions apply. Stories. Hurry to intrepidtravel.com before the sale and your dream trip disappear. The world is calling. Answer it. Terms and exclusions apply. See website for details.
Hey there. Do you want to win $1,000? Join BrokerLink's Spring Sweepstakes and you could be one of five lucky winners. Just call or visit your local BrokerLink branch before May 30th. Get an insurance quote for your personal vehicle or property or your business, and you'll be entered to win. Visit BrokerLink.ca/contest for details.
At BrokerLink Insurance.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your first aid cabinets are stocked, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas apparel program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.ca.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
McDonald's summer drink days are back.
Which means it's officially summer. Enjoy your refreshing small Coca-Cola or small iced coffee for just $1 all summer.
Summer's booming with summer drink days. Excludes flavored iced coffee at participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Hand-painted and ready for your wardrobe. Save over 40% at TSC on the Anushka Hobo Bag. Today's showstopper at TSC.ca. Exciting offers every day.
This is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
98.1. CHFI.
Okay, so how well do you know hamburgers? It is National Hamburger Day, so naturally I'm putting Steph to the test. Next, all things famous burger.
Show presents What Day Is It on 98.1 CHFI.
It is National Hamburger Day. This is a day I hope to celebrate a little later. You gonna crush a burger later, Steph?
Sure, why not?
Yes. What's your favorite burger in the city?
I don't know. I love homemade burgers. Like, I love making, like, turkey burgers and then putting some guac in there and some spinach. Yeah, and some caramelized onions.
There aren't many toppings in a burger that I'm like, no, you don't belong here. Like, I pretty much like all things.
I don't eat, like, ketchup and mustard when I make burgers at home.
I don't do ketchup in general in anything. Mustard, I'm okay with. A little mayo, but I think I'm past the ketchup.
Like, if I get, like, a small little mini burger at, like, McDonald's, if I ever get like a cheeseburger, it has it in there. I don't ever put it as a condiment when I make it.
Yeah, that's fair. I think our palates have evolved past that, even though it was a staple when we were a kid.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's National Hamburger Day. Normally on a day like today, I would pit you and Pooja against each other. However, Pooja won the veggie fruit competition.
Well, she
heard there was a burger quiz coming up, so she left the country. She fled the country.
But I don't know how I'm going to do, because I'm not great with like burger joint names and burgers.
Well, you would crush Pooja because she's vegetarian and she probably doesn't know any of these. But I think you're going to do okay, Pooja. Pooch. You think you're going to do okay, Steph? Okay, so I've got 8 questions for you. It's Steph versus Steph.
Okay.
We'll go Steph player 1 and Steph player 2.
Wow.
We'll see who wins.
I don't think either one is going to win today.
Someone has to.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Question, who wants to start? Steph 1 or Steph 2?
Steph 1.
Steph 1 starting. Okay. Which fast food burger is famously sold with 2 all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun?
Is that a Big Mac? I don't like Big Macs.
Steph 1 is on the board. You're not going to get shut out. Okay, Steph 2, here's your first question. Okay. What burger chain was founded by a guy named Dave and is known for square patties and frosties?
Ooh, Wendy's.
Steph 2, you're on the board. I like the cut of Steph 2's jib. She's good. She's got gumption. Question 3, back to Steph 1. That's getting confusing. What popular burger place on the West Coast has a secret, West Coast U.S., not okay, Canada, okay, has a secret menu that includes the animal style burger?
Oh, I don't know. Is it?
We don't have this in Canada.
We don't have it?
No, but it's a popular one that you probably heard of.
Oh, is it the, so something go?
Huh?
Up, go. What? It's got a weird name, the Get and Go Burger.
Oh my God, I know what you're thinking of.
And you're In and Out Burger.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know it has a dumb name.
Oh man, have you ever tried the Get and Go Burger?
I'm going to open up a restaurant called the Get and Go Burger.
I love that you got there eventually. It's got a dumb name. Get and Go.
It's In and Out, right? Is that what it's called?
You
got
that's
it. Also In-N-Out. Dumb.
Oh wow, that's funny.
Okay.
That's good stuff. By the way, it is very overrated.
Is it?
I went there in LA. I'm like, this really? Anyway.
Were you In and Out?
Pretty much.
You got it and left.
And so was the burger.
Okay.
All right, back to player 2, Steph 2. As we learned in the movie Pulp Fiction from Samuel L. Jackson's character, what do they call a quarter pounder in Paris?
Oh, no, I know this.
You
and
remember
I can't
the scene?
Think of, yes.
He's in the car with John Travolta.
Oh, my God. I'm gonna kick myself after because I know this and I can't think of it.
You're not going to guess? No.
No.
No. Okay. Nothing?
Burger with fromage?
No, good guess. It's the Royale with cheese.
Yes, I knew something cheese. About cheese. Okay.
Okay, back to, oh, sorry, Steph 1, did you want to steal that? No, okay.
No, okay.
All right, back to Steph 1. What Toronto burger joint is known for its smashed burgers and its neon pink branding? Its sign is in neon pink.
It's not Shake Shack.
It's one word. No, it's Toronto originated.
Oh, Toronto. Yeah, I don't know then.
No, no guess?
No guess.
Rudy. We would have accepted
Rudy.
Oh,
right. Is there only one of those downtown?
No, there's a few Rudys.
Oh, is there?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Back to Steph 2. What classic comic book character is obsessed with Pop Tate's burgers?
Oh, is it, is it Jughead? Yes.
Jughead Jones. You nailed it. Okay. 2 more questions. 1 for Steph 1, 1 for Steph 2. We are tied at 2s. Love this drama. What is the name of the burger loving villain from the from McDonaldland? Who wears stripes and a mask?
Hamburglar.
Well done. Okay, Steph 1 is up 3-2. This is for the tie. Steph 2, back to you. True or false? A Luther burger is a bacon cheeseburger served on a glazed donut instead of a bun.
Sure, let's go with true. Yes! I tied myself!
A riveting tie. Steph 1 and Steph 2 tied 3-all.
Oh, I'm good.
I'm out of questions, so this will not be settled, and it's very unsatisfying. Oh, that was fun. Get and go. Gotta get me a get and go burger. 6 o'clock, 11 degrees. Here's Eva.
Good morning. As an overtime ban remains in effect, talks between Canada Post and the Postal Workers Union are set to resume today. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers says the Crown Corporation plans to respond to counter proposals the union presented on Sunday. Some key issues in the labor dispute include wages, along with the potential of more part-time staff and weekend delivery.